Welcome to Slowpreneur, a podcast about building a business without the busy. I'm your host, Stephanie Pellet, and I'm a coach for thoughtful, values-based entrepreneurs just like you. On this show, we talk about creating a business with intention, heart, and sustainability in mind. Join me as I connect with my friends and clients and share my own reflections on why slow and steady entrepreneurship will always win the race. On today's episode, we're talking about why vacations are so important for entrepreneurs and 6 tips to help you take more breaks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Slowpreneur. I'm your host, Stephanie Pellet, and this podcast is where we explore all of our ideas around sustainable and intentional and mindful business. And I'm really happy to be back with another episode. It's just me today, and I'm going to be talking to you about how to take a vacation. So as you heard in the first episode of this season, I think that self-care is one of the most important tenets of being a slowpreneur. If we are not taking care of ourselves, both inside our business and also as human beings outside of our business, we're not going to have a sustainable business. It's just not really going to work. And I really do believe that one of the most important ways that we can take care of ourselves as entrepreneurs is to schedule in time away from our businesses, time that we are unplugged, where we can just be ourselves and not have to worry about the everyday issues of running a business. But as we all know, it's not that easy to take a break from our businesses for a lot of different reasons. Number one being all of our logistical concerns. If we are a service provider, how are we going to make sure that our clients get the services that they're paying us for? If we deliver products, how are we going to take a break from shipping our orders? It feels really scary to do so because if we're not providing value, we can't be making money. And that is a pretty tricky proposition for an entrepreneur. But in addition to the logistical concerns, there are also, of course, emotional concerns. We all have that feeling of worry that if we let a client down or if they can't get their order right away, they may never purchase from us again. And what are we going to do if we suddenly run out of money? What are we going to do if we are constantly trading our time for dollars and taking a break feels like taking a break from income? That is also a scary proposition for an entrepreneur. So there are a lot of reasons why we might drag our feet around taking breaks or vacations in our business, not least of which being sometimes we're just so busy that we forget to plan ahead and make time for this important time off. So in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you a couple of the mindset shifts that I think we need to make when it comes to taking breaks in our business. And then I'm going to share 6 tips with you for how you can actually take breaks from your business in a more smooth and relaxing way. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So first, let's talk about mindset. The number one most important mindset shift that you need to make is believing this statement. Everything is not going to fall apart if I take a step back from my business. Let's hear it again. Everything is not going to fall apart if I take a step back from my business. Now, of course, we can't jump right in. We can't just say that statement and then believe that if we just take our hands off the wheel, take our foot off the gas, everything will be fine. We do have to do some preparation. We have to do some communication with our clients to ensure that they know that we're going to be taking a step back. But before we even get that far, sometimes we stop ourselves in our tracks because we think there's no way I could take a vacation. There's no way I could take a step back because everything will fall apart. Now, when I say that we're believing that everything will fall apart if we take a step back and take a break from our business, we are catastrophizing in our minds about what it looks like to take a break. We fear that if we let people down, they'll never buy from us again, which of course leads to our worst case scenario thinking that we'll never get another client and we're going to be destitute. But I think it's really important to interrogate the fears that you have in your mind. There are ways to take a step back from your business. We have all seen small business owners take a break from posting on their Etsy shop or showing up for clients. And for us, it's just business as usual. Yes, of course, people take breaks. It's very normal. As long as they're communicating with us up front, we don't really have a problem with it. But I do think that it's really important to have an abundance mindset when you're thinking about taking a break in your business. If you don't have an abundance mindset, if you are believing in scarcity, then of course you feel afraid that if you take a single step away from business as usual, everything will fall apart. Abundance mindset means believing that even if you take a small rest, a pause, even if clients can't purchase a product from you right away or get it shipped for a few days, they will still want to work with you. They will still want to buy from you. It's not the end of the world. An abundance mindset also means believing that if a client did get disappointed that they couldn't get their product shipped out right away, despite your clear communication, that there are a lot of other fish in the sea. If you are showing up with kindness and clarity and transparency, most people will not have a problem with you taking a vacation, and those that do may not be your ideal client anyways. So that's mindset shift number one. Number two is this: rest makes my business better. Yes, let that sink in because it is 100% true. If you take a break, if you take a vacation, it is inevitable that you are going to get new ideas, new inspiration, new connections, new plans for your business that you never would have gotten if you were just continuing to do things as you had always been doing them. It is inevitable that going on a vacation or even just taking a break and staying at home is going to unlock new ways of thinking and seeing the world. And that is super valuable for how you run your business. As we all know, businesses require a lot of creativity, a lot of dedication, a lot of inspiration, and we can't always get those things if we're just going through the motions every single day. So if we believe that a vacation makes our business better, taking a break makes our business better, it makes it so much easier to take that step back because now not only are we doing ourselves a service by giving ourselves some much deserved time off, we're also doing a service to our clients, to our customers, and to our business itself. When we really believe that breaks make our business better, we can take them with less guilt and more excitement for what might come out of our vacation time. This episode of Slowpreneur is sponsored by The Profoundry, a coaching and community program for thoughtful entrepreneurs run by yours truly. If you've been looking for a supportive group of business besties who share your values and really get it, this could be the perfect membership for you because these people are truly amazing. Every month in the program, we have a bunch of different calls. For example, productivity parties to get our work done together, workshops on things like project planning, balance and boundaries, or goal setting. And we often do creative think tanks that offer custom group coaching for members for whatever they might be struggling with. We also have a really supportive Slack community with weekly check-ins. We have a resource library full of recordings and interesting workshops, and a business book club so that you can learn about business from interesting and diverse authors. If this sounds like your cup of tea, I'd love for you to come check it out. You can learn more and get your first productivity party pass for free by going to stephaniepellet.com/profoundry. I would love to see you there. Okay, so now that we're on board, we're excited to take a break from our businesses, let's talk about how we can do that. How can we make sure that we're still showing up for our clients and customers while also taking care of our own needs? Here are my top tips, starting with number one: communicate clearly, early, and often. So we've all heard of the importance of being transparent and upfront in the way that you communicate with your clients, but nowhere is this more important than when you are taking a step back. So when I talk about communicating early, I mean, if you know you're taking a vacation later on this month, tell your clients now. Don't blindside them the day before by saying that they won't be able to book any sessions that week or you won't be able to be in touch with them. It's important to let people know as early as you possibly can. One of my personal practices is to map out my vacations for the whole year upfront as much as I possibly can so that I have lots of notice. I can stop clients from booking sessions on those weeks, and I can tell them pretty early if I'm not going to be available. Now, of course, not every type of business is going to need to advertise if you're taking a vacation, but I do think that some businesses require it a little bit more than others. For example, a product-based business that is going to take a break from shipping out orders because it's just you behind the shipping labels should tell your clients that upfront so that they know that if they place an order, they may not get their order right away. If, on the other hand, you're a massage therapist who wants to take a vacation, it might be as simple as just blocking off those dates in your scheduler, and you may not need to let your clients know that far in advance that you won't be available. It might just be that you take those dates and no one is any the wiser. But you know your business much better than I do, and I think it's really important that no matter what kind of business you have, you're letting clients know very clearly when you will and will not be available. How you communicate this to your clients will also depend on the kind of business you have, but I recommend having a banner at the top of your website if you are going to be taking a break from shipping out orders, for example, sending out a newsletter to clients, letting them know when you are not going to be able to be booked for various services, and whatever else you feel makes sense for you, perhaps posting on Instagram or sharing in a personal email to a few clients, especially if you have a very high-touch coaching relationship, for example, and people are used to being able to send you an email or even a Voxer message, and you don't want to be available for those kinds of communications, just letting people know as early as you know so that they have the skills and the time to prepare for that break. Tip number two is to make full use of scheduling tools. You know that I love to schedule things around here. That is something I talk about a lot. And nowhere is it more effective than when you are on vacation. Now, of course, if you're taking a vacation and you've communicated to your clients that you are going to be offline, you may not need to schedule anything. It's possible that since they know you're away, it's okay for your business to go a little bit dormant during that time. But let's say you want to take a vacation that you're not necessarily publicizing really loudly, and you still want some elements of your business to be working away in the background. Let's say you still want blog posts to go up, or you want to send out your newsletter, or you want to have clients see prompts in your online community, even though you're not there. This can be something that scheduling tools are so good at. Use that scheduling function. Set things up in advance, do it in a batch, and before you know it, you're going to have a whole log of things that go out even when you're taking a break. This is something that I do in my business all the time. In fact, it's become somewhat of a joke in the Profoundry. I take breaks from checking Slack once every single quarter. Whether or not I'm taking a full vacation, I always have time where I'm not on Slack for about a week or so. And when I'm not on Slack, I want to make sure that my clients still get their weekly check-in prompts. We do a check-in on Mondays and on Fridays. And so when I'm away, I have a little thing I like to call Robot Steph. It has the robot emoji and everything. And Robot Steph is the thing that is delivering those prompts. It's funny because people love a robot, but it's also a clear boundary. I'm not available. Real me is not in the building, but Robot Steph is here to deliver this prompt. And I make that really upfront. I make it really clear that it's Robot Steph signing off. It's Robot Steph saying hi. And Real Steph is not available until after my Slack break. So where can you bring in a robot version of yourself? This may not be in an online community per se, but perhaps there are ways for a robot version of you to send out tweets or articles or newsletters or any other kind of communication that you feel you would like to keep going in your absence. Of course, this is totally optional, but you do have the function and the ability to schedule things now more than ever before, and I think it's something that we can all take advantage of. This is something that I do in smaller ways all the time after retreats, because often I go on retreat from Thursday or Friday until Sunday, and on Monday morning, I'm not exactly up and ready to go to start work right away. So I always schedule my newsletters and to some extent my social media posts well in advance so that on Monday morning when I'm having a slow start to the day or perhaps even taking the day off entirely, my newsletter is still going out as scheduled. So you can see that's scheduling functions can be incredibly powerful in helping you to continue to show up in the ways that you want to while still taking care of yourself. So whatever way scheduling functions would work in your business, I encourage you to explore them and set some of them up in advance of any vacation that you take. Number three is to sign off intentionally. And I really make this a point of pride for myself and also for my clients. I really strongly encourage you to make your vacations official by having a clear sign off. So what do I mean by this? In many cases, all I mean is having an autoresponder on your email account, but this can look a lot of different ways depending on the kind of business that you have. But let's start with an autoresponder because I think it's the easiest and most psychologically rewarding way to sign off for a vacation. This is a step that I see people avoiding or not wanting to do for some reason, but it really does make a huge difference in how you're thinking about your time off if you know that a message is getting sent out to anyone who communicates with you. It immediately takes the pressure off of you of feeling like you need to respond because you're away and they know you're away. So you don't have to feel that guilt that someone is waiting to hear from you. They already heard from you and it's all over until you decide that you want to come back and communicate with them again. Now, your autoresponder does not have to be super complicated. Mine tends to just say I'm on vacation until X date and that people can expect to hear from me within 2 to 3 business days thereafter. I like adding that extra buffer because it helps me ease back into my work without feeling stressed that I need to respond to so many people right away. By doing so, not only does the autoresponder tell people that I'll be away, it also tells them not to expect anything from me immediately upon my return. So I encourage you to set up something that gives you the buffer that you need. And if you need to put in any kind of emergency contact or FAQs, those can be really good additions to your autoresponder as well. They will help people to answer their own questions and not make you feel like you need to be checking your email all the time. The second part of signing off intentionally, though, is to delete other ways of people getting in touch with you. I know this can be scary, believe me, but I also think it's so important. So, for example, if you are somebody who uses Slack a lot in your business, I encourage you to sign out of the app and delete it from your phone. If you work part-time for a corporate job and they have an email account they can contact you with, after setting up your autoresponder, I encourage you to delete that email account from your app, or if it uses a separate app like Outlook, delete that app from your phone entirely. You know what these apps are, you know what these methods of communication are, and if you can get rid of them for the temporary time that you'll be away, please do so. I know it seems like the kind of thing that you want to know about, right? You want to keep an eye on things and you want to know if anyone's messaging you. But trust me, believe me, you actually don't. Your vacation is going to be so much more restful if you can actually completely sign off and feel that psychic space that's created when you know that other people know that you're away. So please don't skip this step. I know you might be tempted to skip this step, but your vacation will be 10 times better if you don't. This is not an ad, it's a pause. I've decided to build an intentional break into every episode of Slowpreneur because I know I'm throwing a lot of ideas and hopefully inspiration your way, and I wanted to give you a moment to integrate it, to not have to pay attention, to not have to absorb anymore, to just marinate on what we've talked about so far and take a breath before we continue. Let's get back to the show. Tip number 4 is to outsource yourself. Now, what I mean by this is to create contingency plans, create resource documents, create tutorials, anything that will help your clients and customers and/or employees figure out their own problems while you're away. So I mentioned this a little bit in the autoresponder section, but I'm elaborating here because I think it's so important. And this goes for if you have a full-time job as well. You need to make sure that your boss or your colleagues have all the information they need so as to not disturb you while you are away. This can look a lot of different ways. I personally am very partial to Loom, use loom.com, which allows you to record videos and screen captures of yourself doing the everyday tasks in your business or your work. I have done this when I have left jobs. I have actually created a whole slew of Loom videos that I could send to my replacement so they could see how I did every nitty-gritty little thing, such as updating something on the website. Having all that information out of my brain and on a document that people could access without my knowledge or input was really valuable. And the same thing goes if you are going on a vacation. So put yourself in your client's shoes. What kinds of questions might they have when you're not there? What kinds of roadblocks or obstacles might they face? What kinds of questions have you gotten in the past? Or what kinds of questions or problems do people have most often? If you can think of these things in advance, maybe collect them somewhere as they come in and answer them, that way, you can put them into some kind of document or resource, a Notion hub, a website page, even just your email autoresponder in a way that will help people meet their own needs. The more that you can anticipate where people might get stuck or the kinds of questions they might have, the less you're going to be disturbed while you're away. So think of this time and this preparation as a gift to your future self. The more you can put this outside of your brain onto a piece of paper, the more time you're going to be able to enjoy yourself on your vacation. As a side note, this is a really great habit to be in anyways, because as your business grows, you're going to want all of that information and knowledge to live outside of your head, on a piece of paper, on a Google Doc, in a video tutorial. It is so useful to have all of those things written down. If you ever wanted to hire someone to help in your business full time, or even just have someone cover for you and ship out your orders, they're going to need to know how you do what you do. And it's really important that that lives asynchronously out of your head. The more you can do it now, the more you're gonna enjoy your vacation, but it's also, just good business practice to have these things written down somewhere. So use this as an excuse and an opportunity to get some of that stuff onto paper. Tip number 5 is to leave yourself lots of clues for when you return. Now, I think that this is a funny way of putting it, but sometimes we forget. When we're away, we forget how to do little things. We forget how to update that one thing or that we needed to send our client something. And so you don't want to lose those little pieces that are floating around in your brain now, pre-vacation, for when you get back. So whatever system that you're using, and you are using a system, right? Don't tell me that you're not. Please put them into your calendar, into your task manager, into whatever system you're using so that you have those little clues and those little notes to yourself to really support you when you come back from your vacation. So this could be anything. If you have ideas for an upcoming presentation, make sure you jot them down so that you don't forget them. If you need to update your client's billing on a specific date, make sure that date is in your calendar now, because you would be surprised how much a vacation can reset your mind, help you relax, and suddenly a lot of those tiny little details are flying out the window. In a good way, because we want to relax while we're on vacation, but also in a bad way, because at some point we're gonna come back to reality and we would really like to have not forgotten all of that stuff. So make sure you're capturing it somewhere. Leave yourself little hints and clues of how you do something. Maybe you need to leave a tutorial for yourself for something that's complicated in your business. Whatever it is, make sure you're writing it down, capturing it, putting it on your to-do list for a future date, or adding it as a reminder or a to-do in your calendar so that when you get back, you feel like you can hit the ground running and have little messages for yourself lined up. I actually got this idea from one of my best friends, Katie, who is a teacher, and she told me that oftentimes when she does a lesson, she'll write down a bunch of notes and ideas for how it could be done better in the future or things that she doesn't want to forget. And that way, the next time that she opens up that document, the next time that she goes to teach that lesson, she has all of this information from a previous version of herself reminding her of what's most important. And she said this has been a huge game changer in helping her to show up for her lessons, because she teaches a lot of them, with the kind of information that she really needs to succeed and communicate with her students. So I think we could all learn from this practice. If you're going on vacation, if you're taking a break, see what you can leave for yourself as a little gift for future you from present you that will make your job easier when you get back. My last tip here is to build in some on-ramps for when you get back. And by on-ramp, I mean buffer. I mean space. I mean going a little bit slowly when you're coming back from a vacation. We all know that when you're on vacation, you get super relaxed. Everything shifts. Your mind has a chance to soften. Your shoulders have a chance to go down finally away from your ears. And the things that once felt so important maybe no longer feel as important. It can be a really big shift then to get off the airplane and feel like you're hit in the face with this deluge of things that you didn't do before you left. I guess that's a bonus tip. Try to do as much as you can before you leave so that you're not coming back to chaos, but that's neither here nor there. Building in some on-ramps for when you come back from your holiday can be a really nice thing to do for yourself. So here are some ideas of things that you could try. One I've already mentioned is to build a little bit more buffer time into the communications that you send to your clients and customers. So for example, don't just tell them that you're going to be away from Monday to Friday and thus you're not going to be shipping orders from Monday to Friday. Why not add a couple days of buffer into that timeline? So instead of saying I'm not going to be shipping from Monday to Friday, say I'm not going to be shipping from Monday to Sunday. That way, even if you're only away for those first 5 days, you don't feel that urgency and pressure and stress to get right back into it the minute that you get back. Adding in that buffer up front is going to make a huge difference in how you're thinking about your work, and it won't make such a big difference to your client because what's an extra day or two? This also goes for your autoresponder. Don't just tell people you're away until this day. Tell them when they can expect to hear from you so that you don't feel like the day that you're back at your desk is the day that you need to respond to every single person who's gotten in touch while you are away. This can also look like being more mindful about your scheduling. So I'm a coach, and as a coach, I have a lot of client sessions. If I were going away on a vacation and I got back on, say, a Saturday night, I may not want to have client sessions first thing on Monday morning. Maybe instead I schedule them starting from Wednesday so that I have those first 2 days to just catch up on emails, do things on Slack, update people if I need to, do lots of admin things, and not feel like I have to be at my best and be super sunny and excited and on for my coaching right away. This can also be a huge thing if you are suffering from jet lag. Let's say that you are coming from a different time zone. You also may not be able to show up for your client sessions that first day. So add in that buffer and you can make yourself feel like you have a more easeful start back into your work week. I hope that I've convinced you by now that it is so important for entrepreneurs to take breaks. It really does make your business better. It makes you feel better. It makes your business feel like it has more longevity because you're like, oh, I can actually do this if I get time off. So I really encourage you, if you do not have something already lined up on the calendar, please go right now to your calendar app and put something in, even if it's just a long weekend, even if it's just a weekend, put something in there right now so that you feel like you have something to look forward to and you can start to implement some of these tips that I've given you right away so you can actually sign off during that time. It really is and should be a non-negotiable in your business because you're not going to be able to sustain it if you don't have time for yourself. We cannot run our businesses full-time, all the time, 24/7, 365. We need to have breaks. We need to have pauses. And I really, really think that the more you can do that, the better off you and your business will be. So that's what I have for you today on the topic of taking vacations. If there are tips that I have missed, please let me know. You know I love to hear from you either in the comments below or by sending me an email. I love to collect any and all tips for how we can take a better vacation. Oh my gosh, what a better thing to collect tips on. I would love to hear from you. So please let me know, how do you prioritize vacations? What do you do to make sure that this time stays in your schedule? Let me know. And in the meantime, I want to thank you so much for watching and for listening. And I will catch you in our next episode. Thanks so much for listening to Slowpreneur. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend or reach out and let me know at hello@stephaniepellet.com. I would love to hear from you. As always, you can find show notes for this and all episodes at stephaniepellet.com/slowpreneur. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.